It's your boy Tom Silverman on Superman Radio 1, and we are on the road again. And we are doing the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and we're recording live for the Steve Harvey Morning Show on Superman Radio weekdays from 6 in the morning until 10 o'clock. And we got our guests today, and we're going to be talking about young men with young women with older men. Yeah, first of all, we got a middle-aged lady, and she's a beautiful girl. What's your status right now? Would you like to tell your name? We'll just call you Miss...
Miss G.
Miss G. Okay. Okay, talk to us about the men in your life and your understanding, your experiences. Go ahead.
It's just mostly respect, understanding, and patience.
Respect, understanding, and patience. Okay. Now, you're saying when you are an older man, he has to show you respect, understanding, and be patient with a young, fine thing like you. Now, how old is he?
72.
He's 72. Dang. 72. Now they say a woman. Now they say when she gets 60, she's hot as, she's hot like hell. I mean, she's hot as cayenne pepper and she wants it over and over again. Whereas a man, when they get 60, when they get 50 sometimes, his libido will be going down. You know, I'm down in the dumps. He has to use stuff like the little blue pill to get it up. And if he can't, how can he be patient when...
That's when understanding comes in.
That's when understanding.
Right. Because you don't have to take a blue pill if you know love.
If you know love. So he's supposed to understand.
Yes,
you are supposed to understand.
Patient.
And be patient when you tell him that after you've been gone 3 days, you come back. And you say, I come back long enough to pack because I'm gone again. Okay, how far does patience go?
It goes as long as you let it.
As long as he let it. So if he, you don't feel like he asks questions, how much you're coming to questions can he ask you about?
None.
He can't ask you about none?
Yeah.
Oh, the devil is a lie. Steve Harvey probably would have something to say about this.
No.
So why would he have none? He's supposed to believe
because
you?
Yes, he understands, first of all, and he trusts me.
And he trusts you, why should he?
It's not the first time.
Have you ever cheated on him and his knowledge?
No.
Would you?
No.
Based on those reasons?
Yes.
Really? So, I like that, though, as a man personally. I'm going to ask a few questions. Me and probably Steve Harvey, too. So, I mean, I ain't got no disrespect for men who ask a few questions. Because, you know, women... nowadays, they are worse than their men when they come down to cheating. Used to be, it was men all dogs. Now, women are considered by men to be more on the level than women. They say women lie their asses off about everything. They even tell a man when you are sleeping, I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? So, how can we deal with this? No question. I'm supposed to believe everything my woman tells me.
Because you trust her.
Trust, okay.
Yes.
Again, trust only goes so far. So, how can you be transparent? Are you transparent to him? Can he see inside your honesty?
Yes, he know me.
Does
14
he look
years,
you,
he know me.
Does he look you in the eye when y'all talk?
Yes.
Yeah. Real. But this guy should get the Nobel Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm telling you, he's one hell of a guy. I wish I knew him. Yeah. So this is something very interesting. What do you got to say to young girls out there who has these older guys?
Patience.
What kind of advice you give them?
Give them patience. Some days it's going to be, some days it's not. So have plenty of patience.
Yeah. Well, I think that sounds fucked up, but to be honest. I own the station, so we can say this, but I'm just being honest. I don't think I would, could be with you. Because you're a beautiful lady. And then you got this key that says you can do anything you want to do because of your honesty. But everybody has somebody they can meet will turn their world upside down. What kind of safety do you have to make you go out and drop them drums and go wake up? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
Just don't do it. Stay focused.
Stay focused. How much do you pray about that? Do you pray about, do you ever get tempted?
No. I'm always focused. Just don't be focused on it.
Just don't be focused on it. So you can be very honest.
Yes.
And you're satisfied with if you were married. Are you guys married?
No.
Okay. Why not? Yeah, it sounds like you're doing married. You're being a faithful woman.
Yeah, he just never got around to it.
He never got around to it? Maybe he don't want to. Maybe you don't want to.
Well, why mess up something good?
Oh, in other words, if it's working, I mean, if this it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right.
Well, this is something I would love to do. First of all, what is it that keeps this guy? Are you a good cook?
I am.
What's some of the things you cook for this man, for him to have all this faith in?
Anything, any type of country food, greens, dumplings, butter beans, anything.
You cook all this?
Yeah, any sweets you want.
Is he heavy set or is he
medium,
a good size?
He's medium built. Yeah,
great beans. Oh, you're doing like the old folks tell you. Wait till a man's heart is through his stomach and you feeding it. Is he a country boy, first of all?
Yes.
Okay, you talking butter beans, you talking Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. Butter bean, cornbread, mm-hmm. and
fried
they don't call it cornbread, they call it cornbread. You make it cornbread.
Cornbread.
Fried chicken.
Crackling cornbread.
So, this is the man is in love with you, you're cooking. I mean, it might not be that.
Yeah, we once had an awesome sex life, but as he's got older, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that's very interesting. But young people, the honesty is the best policy. If you're going to be in a relationship, let it go all the way in. Let it come down to our topic of honesty and what else? Honesty, what was it?
Honesty, patience, and understanding.
Honesty, patience, and understanding. You heard it right here on the Tom Superman Show. Lady X, I'm telling you, she should have her own show. And if y'all like Lady X, we're going to call her Lady X. She's going to have advice for you young girls out there on how to keep a man. So stay tuned for the Tom Richardson Morning Show with Lady X coming up. Next topic, how can I keep a man when I can't cook? Okay, it's Tom Superman, young people. Show your minds and not your behinds. Here, right here on Superman Radio. Brought to you by Verizon's Kentucky Fried Chicken, Applebee's, and none other than the Nike Tennis Shoe Company. I'm Thomas in the Mix.